This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. There's been more than a little concern regarding Enbridge's oil and gas pipeline known as Line 5. It crosses under the Mackinac Straits near the Mighty Mack Bridge, and it's more than 60 years old. Some of its protective coating is missing. There's been some interior corrosion, but Enbridge says Line 5 is safe. And last week, we learned vessel activity, presumably an anchor strike, damaged submerged electrical cables nearby, and also dented Line 5 in three spots. Enbridge, which we'll remind you is a sponsor of the station, insists those dents are small and are no threat to the pipeline. Governor Snyder wants Line 5 to be decommissioned and for Enbridge to tunnel far below the Straits if it wants a replacement pipeline. Joining us now is Mike Schreiberg. He's the executive director of the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center. Hey, welcome again.
Thanks for having me.
I understand you're also on the Michigan Pipeline Safety Advisory Board, right?
That's correct.
So you know something about this stuff. How does tunneling under the Mackinac Straits for replacement Line 5, as Governor Snyder suggests, solve the problem?
Well, I don't think it does. I think that kicks the can down the road here. Just remember, we have infrastructure that is way past its design life. It's in its 65th year. It was designed for 50 years. The integrity of it is quite questionable, even before it had an anchor strike. What we actually need is an immediate stoppage of oil flowing under the Straits till we're 100% sure it's safe. Then we start thinking about the alternatives to Line 5. And, you know, you think about things about what little service Line 5 actually provides to the state of Michigan, and you can find clear alternatives to that.
It says, you know, besides funneling some of that oil to the Marathon refinery in Detroit, that it supplies a great deal of LP gas in the UP. Has anybody been able to verify that?
Well, it's good you should ask that. That has not been well verified, or at least the alternatives to that. In fact, the C.S. Mott Foundation just invested in an independent analysis that would actually look at what some of the alternatives for propane supply are. So that's coming this way. We know it's a solvable problem. The key is to put the right options in front of decision makers. That hasn't happened quite yet.
So that argument by some environmental groups that this is just a shortcut from Canada to Canada through Michigan, is that valid?
Well, yes. Very little of the product is actually utilized within the state of Michigan. So there are solvable problems in that there is some amount that is used in the state, but there are good alternatives, and we're really invested in making sure that those alternatives get to the governor and the attorney general.
So Michigan is not dependent on this line?
This is definitely not critical energy infrastructure, and you have to think about that and balance the existential risk to the Great Lakes with a small amount of benefits that we know that there are alternatives to.
So there's talk about this tunnel under the Straits of Mackinac, which is, what, 5 miles or more, and then tunnel under the St. Clair River to make it safer because it's going through there too, to avoid things like anchor strikes from vessels or, you know, a corrosion leak or something like that. But even if you do that, the whole length of Line 5 lies within the Great Lakes Basin, the watershed of the Great Lakes. Have we really safeguarded anything?
Well, I think not. I mean, there are problems all the way along Line 5. The Straits is probably the most dramatic example of that. But if you look at Line 5 all the way through, there are risks. In fact, there's a long section that parallels US 2 in the Upper Peninsula, that beautiful stretch that you get to just when you cross over. The line is within a mile or two of the lake right there, and there's some sections that are badly in need of repair. So the Straits are sort of Exhibit A, but there are risks all the way along Line 5.
We had this inland leak at Marshall, which really messed up the Kalamazoo River and also a pipeline that was owned by Enbridge. Is that an example of something that could happen anywhere along Line 5?
Absolutely. That's an example that was caused by corrosion and, frankly, was caused by mismanagement by Enbridge. We have a problem right now in that Enbridge has told us this line is safe under the Straits, even though it's had anchor strikes, even though we know some of the coating is missing. Enbridge has misinformed the public before about that. So the question is, do we trust this company? Do we trust this company with a poor track record with 20% of the world's surface freshwater and the most important resource that Michigan has?
So what would you advise the governor or advise Attorney General Bill Schuette?
Yeah, two steps. One, immediately stop the flow of oil until it's independently verified that Line 5 is safe. The anchor strikes, the coating, all those issues. Second, move immediately to begin decommissioning Line 5 and actually using the feasible alternatives for that small amount of service that's provided. It's simply not worth the risk for our state and our economy.
Mike Schreiberg is Executive Director for the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes Regional Center. He's also on the Michigan Pipeline Safety Advisory Board. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.